Are you ready for some football? The local high school and college season is fast approaching and fans here on the North Coast are getting excited. Hello and welcome to this week's Caymuda News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment and we'll also be looking at some of the other big local sports stories this week, including some Ute flag football, what's next for one multi-sport local athlete, and what we can expect from this year's horse races in Ferndale. But first up, the new high school and college football season is just around the corner in football and local fans are getting excited. The 2024 season officially kicks off in 2 weeks and all of the HDNL teams, as well as College of the Redwoods, are busy preparing for their season openers. 8 of the HDNL's 9 varsity teams are scheduled to play on opening weekend, including a rare Thursday night showdown to get things started. The St. Bernard's Crusaders, who won a share of the Big Four Championship a year ago for the first time ever, will travel to play the Hoopa Warriors in Hoopa on August 29th to kick things off. The Crusaders figure to be one of the teams to beat in the Big Four once again this fall, although they could have their hands full on opening night, playing against a Hoopa team that is sure to be fired up for the occasion and eager to show their home fans that they can compete with the best teams in the HDNL. The Warriors are coming off a disappointing 2023 season, but with new head coach Curtis Kane in charge, as well as several talented players moving up from last year's JV Conference Championship winning team, they could be ready to surprise some people. The season opener will be one of 3 all-local matchups scheduled for the opening weekend. The following night, the Fortuna Huskies will welcome the Del Norte Warriors to Fortuna for a non-conference clash between 2 of the best teams on the North Coast. The Huskies and Warriors shared the 2023 Big Four title with St. Bernard's, and both teams will be eager to get off to a winning start when they meet at Husky Field in front of what's sure to be a packed house. To make things more interesting for that game, both schools' varsity teams will include several players from last year's JV teams, who met in the season finale to decide the league title, with the Huskies walking away with the victory and the championship. No doubt, some of the Del Norte players will be looking for a measure of revenge when they play under the lights at Husky Field in 2 weeks. Also on opening weekend, the defending Little Four champion Arcata Tigers will travel on Friday night to play the Eureka Loggers, who welcome a new head coach, Sam Edmonds, this season. Edmonds takes over from Mike Marcelli, and the Loggers will be eager to put a hugely disappointing 2023 season behind them as they look for their first win in 2 years. Rounding out a packed opening weekend of action, the McKinleyville Panthers will host Kelseyville on that Friday night, while Ferndale will welcome Fort Bragg to the Cream City on Saturday afternoon. Like the Loggers, the Panthers went winless in 2023 and they will be eager to get off to a fast start this year. But it will be a challenging season for the McKinleyville players, who open with 6 straight games against quality playoff teams from last year. The Ferndale Wildcats, meanwhile, are the defending 7 AA state champions, and with several players back from that championship team, you can expect them to be competitive once again in 2024. The South Fork Cubs have a bye on the opening weekend and will kick off their season on September the 6th at Fort Bragg. Fresh off their historic first ever North Coast Section Championship in the sport last year, the Cubs will once again play 11-person football for the opening 4 games of the season before switching back to 8-person football for the remainder of the way. The College of the Redwoods football team is also busy preparing for the new season, and the Corsairs expect to be competitive once again this fall. Last year, the Corsairs ended a 30-year wait for a bowl game victory after hammering Hartnell College 63-0 in the 2023 Grizzly Bowl game at the Redwood Bowl. They will get a rematch with Hartnell in their home opener on September the 14th, and once again, the Corsairs will play all of their home games at the Redwood Bowl while the CR Field undergoes renovation. The Corsairs open the new season at Merced College on September the 7th and will play a scrimmage at Southern Oregon University on August 24th. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the Humboldt Flag Football League concluded its inaugural season at Hiller Park in McKinleyville. The league, which features players from kindergarten all the way to 8th grade, hosted three championship games on Saturday. The Eureka Raiders defeated the Fortuna 49ers 35-33 in the Division 1 final for kindergarten and first graders. The Eureka Vikings defeated the Mactown Panthers 39-34 in the Division 2 final for 3rd through 5th graders. And the Arcata Eagles got the better of the Eureka Raiders 52-40 in the Division 3 championship game for 6th through 8th graders. League officials are hoping to expand the season to include high school and adult players next summer. In local wrestling news, former Fortuna High and College of the Redwoods multi-sport standout Levi Nyberg announced recently that he will wrestle for the newly formed Cal Poly Humboldt team this coming winter, where he will join his former Fortuna teammate and longtime friend Micaiah Montalban, who also will wrestle for the Jacks this year. Nyberg returns to wrestling after a 3-year break from the sport, during which time he played 2 seasons of football at CR and helped lead them to the historic breakthrough bowl game victory last year. And finally this week, the Ferndale horse races are just around the corner and will get underway during the Humboldt County Fair next weekend. This year's event features an expanded schedule with 3 weekends of racing action planned. The races start on August 24th and will run for 3 days on the first 2 weekends, before concluding with 2 days of racing on September the 7th and the 8th. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.